ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 2। ते तु तूर्णम् उपव्रज्य देवक्या गर्भ जन्म तत् आचक्षुः भोजराजाय यद् उद्विग्नः प्रतीक्षते। ते तु तूर्णम् उपव्रज्य देवक्या गर्भजन्म तत् आचक्षुर्भोजराजाय यदुद्विग्नः प्रतीक्षते। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ते ऑल द वॉचमैन तू इंडीड तूर्णम वेरी क्विकली उपव्रज्य गोइंग बिफोर द किंग देवक्या ऑफ देवकी गर्भ जन्म द डिलीवरेंस फ्रॉम द वूम्ब तत् दैट चाइल्ड अचक्षु सबमिटेड भोज राजाय अनटू द किंग ऑफ द भोज डायनास्टी कम्स ये यात अफ होम उद्विग्नः विथ ग्रेट एंग्जाइटी प्रतीक्षते वेज वेटिंग फॉर द चाइल्ड्स बर्थ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर्ट देयरफॉर ऑल द वॉचमैन वेरी क्विकली अप्रोच्ड किंग कंस द रूलर ऑफ द भोज डायनास्टी एंड सबमिटेड द न्यूज ऑफ द बर्थ ऑफ देवकीस चाइल्ड। कंस हु हैड अवेटेड दिस न्यूज वेरी एंक्सियसली इमीडिएटली टुक एक्शन। प्लीज रिपीट विथ मी देयर आफ्टर ऑल द वॉचमैन वेरी क्विकली अप्रोच्ड किम कंस द रूलर ऑफ द भोज डायनास्टी एंड सबमिटेड द न्यूज ऑफ द चाइल्ड बर्थ ऑफ द देवकिस चाइल्ड Kansa, who had awaited this news very anxiously, immediately took action. Puppet. Kansa was very anxiously waiting because of the prophecy that the eighth child of Devaki would kill him. This time, naturally, he was awake and waiting. And when the watchman approached him, he immediately took action to kill the child. Hare Krishna. So, first of all, I like to welcome all the devotees and all the exalted devotees sitting in front of me. So please bless me and help me. So, my dear devotees, friends, this chapter, this 10th canto, 4th chapter, we are reading every day. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam is a great scripture. And the 10th canto and the pastimes of Sri Krishna, the Sri Krishna himself is the samam banam of Bhagavatam. Asraya tattva. Everything depends upon Krishna. And that Krishna is incarnating here in this material world. We can imagine what would be the situation, the samam banam of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Supreme Personality, He is incarnating, He is coming to this material planet. Everything is happening in a mystical way. Everything is happening. If we scrutinizingly study the Srimad Bhagavatam, every word, every sentence, we can find the mystic way of Sri Krishna's incarnation. How Krishna is incarnating in this material world. Dharmatma Prabhu told me that this sloka, this text has no purport, only 2-line purport. And we can take the 2 and 3. So I requested, no, only 2 is sufficient. What to speak of 2, 3? In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1 word is sufficient. 1 word. So, here we are going to read the texts. Tetu Turnam Upabrajya Devakya Garmajanmatat. Te Mane, Prabhupada ji here translated, all the watchmen. Kansa appointed to keep watching the prison house. You know, the Kansa was a very great king at that time. He defeated his father at the time of marriage. His father Ugrasen was one side and Kansa was one side. It is not mentioned, but it is mentioned in the other Puranas. They were fighting. Ugrasen was not allowed to Kansa to pick the hair of Devaki and to chop up the head. No. At that time, the Yaduvans, the Yadavs were two parts. One part with Kansa and another side with Ugrasen. And Kansa has so powerful, he subdued his father and he also imprisoned Ugrasen. Very powerful. So Kansa appointed so many securities to watch Devaki's imprisonment, to Devaki and Vasudeva. You know, this Leela is going on, Krishna is coming, and he has chosen his eternal father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva. So Te means the watchman. Kansa, not only this time, from 8 years, before 8 years, and before 8 months, he was waiting when my enemy is coming. Kamsa was waiting with a udvigna anxiety, very heavy anxiety, very serious anxiety. So now Kamsa appointed very high security, air, water, and then the land, earth. Heavy security. You know, I think in our temple, I think 8 or 10 years before, once there was a fake news, somebody will coming to attack our temple in the Mangalarti time. So when we came, we saw 50, 60 securities are moving around here and there. So then we inquired, what happened? Then the security department in charge told us, oh, somebody is planning to attack our temple. That's why I called 50 securities extra. 3-4 gunmen was there. Have you remembered? Here in temple, morning time. So similarly, you see, and that news was completely fake. And Kamsa was completely aware that Devaki's air child must be the killer of me. That's why one can understand such a powerful king and what would be his arrangement for his own self, for the saving of his own self. So Kamsa appointed heavy security around the Devaki's house, charon or so. Te ke grihapala, in the before text, the text number 1, bahir antah puradwarah sarvah purvat avratah tato baladhvanim shrutva grihapala samutthitah. You see, this chapter begins, Sridhar Swami explained the summary of this chapter. In this chapter, we are going to discuss, we are going to listen how Kamsa was trying to kill that 8th child of Devaki, and in the meantime, the child slipped away from the hand, from the clutches of Kamsa, and there was a akashvani, the sound vibration in the sky. Kamsa, why are you trying to kill? You can't kill. The 8th child of Devaki has taken birth anywhere. You can't kill. So Kamsa was realizing, and the first time Kamsa, such a cruel king, approaching his sister and his brother-in-law Devaki Vasudev and begging pardon from them. Jijaji, Behen, hame kshama kar dijiye. My dear sister, my dear brother-in-law, please excuse me. I have done so much nonsense works for you. But what to do? This is your destiny. This is your destiny. And Kamsa explained very nicely Bhagavad Gita there. Very nicely. So, but what happened by the association of his bad ministers? Again, Kamsa is ready to take action, continue his cruelty. So this is the summary. Prabhupada also mentioned, I think, in the summary in the before. So this is the thing. So now we should come to the climax, to the lila. Bahir antapura dwaraha. You know, in every city, when the king was ruling, there are 4 doors, even in each city. Often I have traveled to Rajasthan, I have seen in every city they have 4 doors, isn't it? Southern, northern, eastern, western. That doors are called Bahirdwar. I think so many persons they have seen. 4 dwar hote hain. Bahir. Antah, that doors are called Puradwar, means city doors, main gates. Bahirdwar, when there is a jail, there are also doors in the outside. If you go to Mathura, you can see the outer jail, outer campus is there, and one big gate is there, 2-3 gates are there. That is called Bahirdwar. And Antahadwar means the door immediately of that house, that prison door. So it is mentioned Bahir Antah Puradwar, all the 3 gates closed. When Sarvaha Purvat Avrataha, as they were closed before Vasudev going to Gokul, and when he returned back, as before they were closed. You see the mystic power of Krishna. Even not a little difference. Doors were closed, there was a heavy lock system, everything as it is. No security can doubt even what happened. No security. Kansa, high alerting. Oh, security department, please stay in a high alert mode. So, Bahiryanta Puradvara Avrata, Tato Baladhvanim Shutva. You see another mystical point. When a baby, when a child takes birth, immediately he or she cries. But the mystic point is here, when Yashoda gave birth, that child didn't cry. When Vasudev has taken that child didn't cry. And when he came inside into the prison, that child didn't cry. It was the planning of Krishna. But when the Yogamaya saw all the arrangement is pakka, then she cried. Another mystery. Yogeshwar. Krishna now proved Bhagavad Gita is the principle. But Bhagavad, what principle is mentioned there, the pastime is there here. Principle is there, pastime is here. Krishna says, Maya dhakshina prakriti suyate sa characharam hetu nanina kaunteya jagadbi parivartate. Under my authority, under my guidance, the nature is acting. So normal, the natural thing is that when a child burns, cries. But here the child is coming, no crying, nothing, quite silent. So closing the doors, mystic things. And the child is coming, another mysticity. Tato baladhvanim. Then the yogamaya, kya kahenge, unko prerit kiya? Inspired. Unke bhitar se kahe ki bhai tum rona chalu karo. Yogamaya. Yes, very nice word. Yogamaya prompted that child. Okay, now you can cry. Now you can cry. Everything is settled. Now you can cry. In Devi Saptasati, it is mentioned, Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Nidrarupena Sasthitaha Namastase 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 Namu Namaha. Do you think that Kansa appointed such watchmen, they will sleep in the night time? Why we keep such a watchman who will sleep in the night time? Our security department is keeping security, special securities in the three gates at the night time. They should awake the whole night. But the interesting thing is that Kansa's order was very pakka, but still, by the force of the Maya, all the security slept. Once Panchakuta Prabhu chastised our security, they slept. They are in gate number two.
Maya is still affecting them.
So, no security can be appointed to sleep in the night time. But Kansa never told. And you see, from the 8 months, from the beginning of the month, Kansa appointed a high security. When Kansa realized that this time Hari is coming. This time Hari is coming. Pakka. How? Once the doorkeepers, the watchman, approached Kansa. My dear Maharaj, our dear Maharaj, the prison house, there were no Vasudev, no Devaki. Kansa said, really? No Vasudev, no Devaki? Yes! No Vasudev, no Devaki there. So who are there? Some demigods are there.
तो कंस कंफ्यूज्ड, कंस अप्रोच्ड विद दैट वॉचमैन एंड व्हेन ही एंटर्ड व्हेन ही सॉ द इन द प्रिजन हाउस ही सॉ समथिंग डिफरेंट, समथिंग डिफरेंट. व्हाट डिड कंस सॉ, व्हाट डिड कंस सी? तम वीक्ष कंस प्रभया अजितांतराम. कंस सॉ समथिंग एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी, समथिंग स्पेशल. व्हाट डिड श्रीमद् भागवतम सुखदेव गोस्वामी नैरेटेड? ताम वीक्षा कंस प्रभया अजितांतराम वीरोचयंतीम भवनम सुचिस्मिताम आहे समे प्राणो हरो हरिर्गुहाम ध्रुवम सित यन्न पुरेयम इदृशी. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 19 टेक्स्ट 20 में भी 20. कंस रियलाइज्ड, कंप्लीटली रियलाइज्ड, एसमे प्राणो हरो हरि ही, दिस टाइम हरि इज कमिंग, नो डाउट. हाउ कैन यू से यू आर कंस, यू आर नॉट ए सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड पर्सन, हाउ कैन यू नो दैट हरि इज कमिंग? कंस इज सेइंग पर्टिकुलरली, सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी मेंशनड एसमे प्राण हरो हरि ही इन संस्कृत. एस, एस मीन्स दिस, दिस इज ग्लास, एसा एस ग्लास. सो कंस इज पॉइंटिंग बाय हिज फिंगर एसमे प्राण हरो हरि ही, दिस टाइम हरि केम टू टेक माई लाइफ हेयर, टू किल मी. एस वेयर? एस हियर इन दिस प्रिजन हाउस. हाउ? हाउ डू नो? ध्रुवम श्रित डेफिनेटली सर्टेनली. हाउ कैन यू नो? बोले पूरे इदृशी, देवकी डिडेंट लुक लाइक दिस बिफोर. हाउ ही लुक्स नाउ? सॉरी, हाउ सी लुक्स नाउ? बिकॉज प्रभुपाद जी मेंशन देवकी लुक्स वेरी ब्रिलियंट, वेरी जुबिलेंट. By her effulgence, the whole prison house was illuminated. So you see, Kansa has a little intelligence, but the doorkeepers, the watchmen, they buddhu. They have no intelligence. That's why they told Kansa, we think, no Vasudev, no Devaki, some demigods are residing there. Because we know Devaki Vasudev, from the beginning we know. They have not such effulgence, they are not such brilliant. But now every time Kansa had killed the 6 children of Devaki and the 7th one, the vanquished, disappeared, Devaki always smiled, an artificial smile. When Kansa approached, Devaki smiled artificial. But now this time Kansa is observing Biru Chayantim Bhavanam Suchismitam. Devaki is smiling very nicely, a completely natural smile. Then Kansa was convinced definitely, because Devaki Vasudev is so jubilant, so brilliant, so effulgent. And that prison house is prakashmay, illuminated. Definitely Hari is coming. So security, be alert. Nobody can sleep at the night time. Nobody can go out. Nobody can enter. So Kansa arranged before 8 months. Kansa has convinced this time Hari particular coming. So that's why here mentioned, so Bahiranta Purudwar, all the 3 gates always closed. Sarvaha Purvat Avrataha, always closed. And Tato Baladhvanim, when Vasudev went to Gokul, I think Gokul by Mathura, from Mathura to Gokul, I think 30-40 kilometers, or in a shortcut way, Maharaj, I think 20 kilometers? 14. 14, 14, 14. 14 14. 10 plus 4.
Maharaj is telling 14, 15 kilometers in shortcut way. But on road way, if we are going, I think 20, 25 kilometers, whatever it else may be. So Vasudev went there, Vasudev returned back. Everything was silent. Rain was heavy, and Sesanaga was protecting Krishna from the rain. Oh, Leela is very interesting. Vasudev coming back, everything, Vasudev put that child in the lap of Yashoda, no crying, no disturbance. Bringing that child, put in the lap of Devaki, no problem, nothing is there. Every time all the watchmen have slept, they are karate. Karate, what is English? They are snoring. By the Maya. Maya prompted, yes, this is your time, sleep. What to speak? Kansa tried to control the Maya. No. This is the difference between the supreme controller and the ordinary controller. Kansa tried to control, but he is controlled. His watchmen are controlled. His whole department is controlled. Everything is controlled. What to speak of Kansa? Before 2-3 months, before 6 months, everything is controlled by Corona. Nobody likes to talk with anybody. Control. So Kansa try to control, but Krishna the control. I am the controller. Kansa didn't. Kansa tried his best, but didn't. When Jogmaya prompted, everybody slept. This is the situation, this is the Leela. Then that child cried, kwa karke jab the child cried, then that Dwarpal, that watchman, they wake up. Whoa, what happened? Our king is very cruel. If he by chance came to know that night time we sleep, before to kill that child, they definitely kill us. They will chop up our head. So they were very afraid from Kansa. Very afraid. And Prabhupada particular word, Dwarpala like dogs. Like dogs. You see, in this material world, you may serve a good master, you may serve one bad master. But any fortunate soul, if he has a good master like Krishna, they cannot be called like kutta. No. But here, they are conscious servant. Kansa is a very wicked person. But still, they are following his orders. Dwarpal, kutte ki bhanti, like dogs. Dog doesn't know who is good, who is bad. Simple he follows. Prabhupada explained, the dogs are very sound, aware of the sounds. If there are little sound is there, they wake up and they say, bhav, bhav, bhav. In this way they protect. So Kansa appointed, they are Dwarpala. We are not going to explain, the Dwarpala is very meaningful word here. In this material world, everybody is suffering by this. Everybody is serving anybody else. Somebody is serving somebody. But in this material world, except Krishna's representative, everybody is like Kans. He may be Dwarpal, he may be Rajyapal, he may be Rashtrapal, or whatever he may be. He is following the orders. But the result is not good. So now, when the Grihapala's watchman came to know that some child has taken birth, so immediately they rushed towards Kansa, approached Kansa. Tetu turunam, tu sabda kartha, tu mani indeed. Prabhupada here translated indeed. But another acharya name is Ballava Acharya. He explained that Devaki and Vasudev,
they approach the dwarpal, grihapala, watchman, bhai, my brothers, my sisters, don't go to concert. Please do not inform. This is my last child. They approached. Very natural. Leela happens like this. In Brahma Sutra, it is meant that Lokvattu Leela Kaivalyam. Leela is there, but it acts like a normal way. So Devaki and Vasudev, they approach the watchman. Bhai, my dear brothers, sisters, please. This time, you should not go, should not approach Kansa. He will come and he will snatch my child and he will kill. No. Please. Hum aapke haath pakadte hain, hum aapke charan pakadte hain. We are keeping your feet. Please. Ek bar chhod do. Please. But Dwarpal, they know Kansa is very cruel. Turnam, te tu turnam upabrajya. They approached very quickly. Devakya garbhajanmatat. The eighth child has been taken birth from Devaki. But one interesting change, they even have not time to see whether the child is a boy or the girl. They simply approached Kansa. That's why it is mentioned Garbha. Now Sukadeva Goswami is not telling whether that child is a girl or boy. Garbha. Janmatat. Achakshu Bhojarajaya. The another name of Kansa is Bhojaraja. Bhojpati, Bhojaraja, Bhojendra. Because, you know, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned so many dynasties are there. Bhojabrasne Andhak Kukur Madhu Dasar Hakai. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 24. Text 63. Bhoj, Andhak, Dasar, Vishni, all the dynasties are mentioned there. Krishna and Kansa, approximately they belong to the same dynasty. Vrishni Vanshi, Bhoj Vanshi, Bhoj, but particular here mentioned Bhoj Vanshi, Bhoj Raja, Kansa. I think from this sloka, it is appeared that Bhoj Raja was a very cruel king and he was very particular to control their assistants or watchmen. So that's why here the adjective form is given Bhoj Raja. Kansa, the another name of Kansa is Bhoj Raja. Achakshu, they explained. Kansa asked, what happened? Manima, our dear master, the eighth child has been taken birth. Even Kansa has no time to ask whether it is a girl or it is a boy. They immediately delivered, submitted the news. And how Kansa looked like? Yad udvignaha. Kansa was very much disturbed. Kansa was full of anxiety. Udvigna. Pratikshate, awaiting. From 8 months, not 8 months, from the 8 years, Kansa is waiting when that child would come. You know, there was a prophecy, there was a sound vibration in the sky when marriage took place between Devaki and Vasudev, and Kansa was driving his chariot, and at that time the sound vibration was there. Oh fool Kansa, you are driving her chariot, you do not know her eighth child will kill you. Kansa immediately tried to kill Devaki, but somehow or other Vasudev pacified, and some people are tried to pacify, then Kansa relaxed. So from 8 years Kansa was in anxiety. Udvigna means Kansa's intelligence in not in proper condition, always fearful. When the anxiety is mixed with the fear, that is called udvigna. Fearful, always fear. When? Hurry is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Any time, from any place, anywhere, he can attack. Kansa knew. Kansa knows everything. Oh, Brahma ke nasa, but from the nostrils of Brahma, Hari came. From the Hiranyakashipu, in his house, from the pillar, the Hari came. And from the Anjali, of the water, Satyavrata Manu's Anjali, water, the Hari came. Hari is very dangerous. He can come from anywhere. So that's why from that time, what? When Kansa imprisoned Devaki and Vasudev, and the eighth child, the eighth impregnment, the pregnancy of Devaki began. So from that time, Kansa, Asinaha Sambisan Tishthan, Bhunjanaha Paryatan Mahim, Chintayana Hrishikeshu, Apasyantan Mayam Jagat. When Kansa was sitting, he was Udvigna. We don't know, may Krishna attack me. Kansa was walking, he was Udvigna. Asina Sambisan Tishthan, Bhunjan, when he was eating, he was thinking, may Krishna come from our sabji, from chapati. Who knows? Krishna will tear the chapati and he will manifest. Who knows? The mystery of Krishna. Tishthan, Sambhishan, Chintayana Hrishikesho. Always Krishna thinking of Krishna. And Apasyatthan Mayam Jagat. And Kansa was able to see everywhere Krishna, Krishna. Oh, that was the Kansa's fortune. Kansa was very fortunate. Tanmayam. But in this material world, everybody is Udvigna. Demoniac nature is everywhere. Chintam aparimayam cha pralayanta upasritaha. Asa pasa satir vadha kama krudha parayana ihanti kama bhogartham anyayena artha sanchayan. Idamadya mayalabdham imam prapse manuratham idamasti damapime bhavishyati punardhanam. Asau maya hatah satrur hanishe chaparan api ishwaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balavan sukhi adhyobhi janavanasmi konosti sadrusho maya yakshi dasyami mudisya itya jnana vimohita aneka chitta vibhranta moho jala samabrata prasakta kama bhogesu patanti narake asujo. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. He may be normal human being. He may be devotee. If he is kamabaddha, asabaddha, chintam aparimeyam, he will always stay in anxiety. So Kansa in the same position. Kansa is the demon. So Kansa is thinking, yes, I have killed all my enemies. You know, Kansa at that time was very powerful. He has his father-in-law, Jarasandha. Jarasandha was so powerful. He imprisoned thousands and thousands of kings. At that time, Kansa conquered Keshi, Agha, Bakasur, all the demons, from the Kanyakumari, from the Badrinath to Kanyakumari, from Gujarat to Jagannath Puri. He controlled all the Badmas, all the wicked people, Kansa conquered. You see, Putana such a wicked, even a lady, Kansa conquered. Three brothers and sisters, Agh, Bakka, Bakki. One brother name is Agha, another brother name is Bakka, and the sister name is Bakki. The three you are controlled by Kansa. So Kansa was very powerful. But still, Udvigna. But here is difference. Kansa Udvigna and our Udvigna is something different. Kansa is Udvigna, anxiety due to Krishna. But here in the material world, all the demoniac people, they are always in Udvigna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj said, तत्साधु मन्ये सुरवर्य देहिनाम सदा समुद्विग्ना धियाम असदग्राहम। इफ वंस इंटेलिजेंट इन्वॉल्व इन दिस असत टेम्पररी वर्ल्ड ही मस्ट बी उद्विग्न एंग्जाइटी। नो वन कैन एक्सेप्ट, नो वन कैन एस्केप हिम फ्रॉम द एंग्जाइटी। सदा समुद्विग्न, श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 5, सदा समुद्विग्न। Another place, Kabi is saying, Kabi, the Navayogendra, the first Navayogeshwar, Kabi is saying, Manye kutachit bhayam achyutasya padam bujo basana matra nityam. मन्ये कुतश्चित् भयमच्युतस्य पादाम्बुजो वासनमत्र नित्यम्। वहां पे असत बुद्धि है। चैप्टर प्लीज यू कैन सी श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 33। मन्ये कुतश्चित् भयम् अच्युतस्य पादाम्बुजोपासनमत्र नित्यम्। हाँ, उद्विग्न बुद्धेर असदात्मा भावात् सर्वात्मना यत्र निवर्तते भी। उद्विग्न बुद्धि, सो कवि इज टेलिंग, कृष्ण इज सेइंग, प्रहलाद इज सेइंग, सो एक्सेप्ट सरेंडर ऑलवेज, एनीबडी विल स्टे इन उद्विग्न। I have won this, I have won that, I have killed that them, I will kill somebody in this way. Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upasrita. Oh, where there is chinta, how can you get peace? Subhasitani it is said, chinta chitta dvayor madhye chinta eva garyasihi, chita dahati nirjivam, chinta sajivam dahati. In chinta and chitta, there is chinta is more powerful. How? Well, chitta, the fire, he can burn to the dead people, to a dead man. But chinta can burn person who is alive. So chinta, udvigna buddhi. So Kans, demon, he is not surrendered. Surrendered fool, and it can get peace. Bihaya kamanja sarvan puman sartinispra nirmamo nirhankar sa shantim adhigacchati. How can a Kansa like person become peaceful? No, there is no question of peace. And Kansa udvigna buddhe rasadatma bhavat. Kansa is a conscious misconception is that I am this body and somebody can kill me. That's why Kansa is trying to escape himself from this danger. And as long as we will maintain this mentality, we will always be udvigna. Nobody can save us. Nobody. Udvigna buddhi rasad atma bhavat. So the whole human body, the one very important thing is that buddhi, the intelligence, Hiranyagarbha, the Kansa, Asad Buddha, Pratikshate, Kansa was waiting, anxiety, very anxiety, severe anxiety. Now, that watchman came and they told, our dear King Kansa, now the eighth child has taken birth. Immediately Kansa, approaching, kaloyam athi bivala, oh my kal, my enemy, he has come out, has come, I must kill him, I must kill him, this is the right time, I must approach, I will snatch that baby, I must kill. To Kans determined. So in this verse you see very nice leela, very nice pastimes. If we have time, the one verse is sufficient. One word is sufficient. Te grihapala turunam उपवृज्य गर्भजन्म तत् आचक्षु भोज राजाय जदुद विघ्न प्रतीक्षते. सो नाउ बेटर वी शुड लीव कंस, ही मस्ट बी इन एंग्जाइटी. कंस लाइक पर्सन, नाउ आई एम गिविंग कंस टाइम टू स्टे विथ एंग्जाइटी. लीव हिम, लीव देम, लीव कंस टू स्टे इन एंग्जाइटी. सो दिस इज द पास्ट टाइम एंड टुमारो यू कैन नो हाउ हाउ कंस इज अप्रोचिंग to Devaki to kill the eighth child. I think this is the very nice pastime, Prabhu. Everybody is waiting for the Krishna's birth. Srimad Bhagavatam, the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam due to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Tilakam Yad Vaishnavanam Dhanam Yasmin Param Hansyam Mekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate यत्र ज्ञान विज्ञान यत्र ज्ञान विराग भक्ति सहितम नैष्कर्म्यम आविष्कृतम तच्छुद्धम विमलम विशुकम अमृतम. यह ना श्रीमद् भागवतम. यत्र ज्ञान विराग भक्ति सहितम नैष्कर्म्यम आविष्कृतम तच्छृण्वन् विपठन विचारण परो भक्तिया विमुचे नर. द फाइनल इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ सुत गोस्वामी, ही इंस्ट्रक्टेड श्रीमद भागवतम पुराण अमलम तत्वन एवरी डे. द वैष्णव, द डिवोटी हु डजंट रीड भागवतम, ही कैनॉट बी कॉल्ड वैष्णव. तत्वन आवर लाइफ एयर शुड गो एज ए टाइम ऑफ रीडिंग भागवतम, श्रीमद भागवतम तत्वन सुनते सुनते प्रपठन रीडिंग. आई नो पंचुड़ा प्रभु ऑलवेज इज शेयरिंग इज रीडिंग एन एचओडी एचओडी व्हाट्सएप एचओडी एवरीडे ही इज सेंडिंग. वेरी नाइस. तत्वन विपठन विचारण परो एंड नॉट लाइक पॉपेट. नो वन सेंट, वेरी ग्रेट सेंट इन भारत, he said, if you read Purans from your life and life, but if you do not bichar, bichar means if you do not bichar means analyze, then nothing will get. Chanakya Pandit says, the chamach, the karchi, put everywhere in sabji, dal, tarkari, kheer, everywhere. But if you ask that chamach, what is the taste of the kheer? No, I don't know. Darbi pakrasam jatha, pathanti chaturo vedan, dharma sastrani anekasah, atma tattvam na jananti darbi pakrasam jatha. So that's why Sutta Goswami said, vicharan paro, we always be thoughtful about Srimad Bhagavatam. Analyze, scrutinizingly, adhyan, then bhaktiya, then we can find finally is bhakti. So that Srimad Bhagavatam, the main hero of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is coming, everything in a mystic way, everything mystic way. So now this verse says, okay, the watchmen, they are approaching Kansa and they just delivered the message. Then we will listen what is happening the next moment. Hare Krishna. I think I tried my best to keep myself in the subject matter, because Bhagavat is the best thing. Why we jump from here and there? I think this is good to stay in the subject matter, because Bhagavat is the best subject matter. If we have to say something, that is below of the Bhagavatam. Isn't it? If we can support in a little way, that is better. But except Bhagavatam, we do not want to speak anything else. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, comment? Mike. Clearly? Thank you. Yes. First, please, Maharaj will comment something. Yes.
first elders, first seniors, then he. Yes, 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 Maharaj, yeah.
And who did the pressure?
Actually, 20 years before, when I beg permission from our Guru Maharaj, please, how can I speak Bhagavatam? So Maharaj blessed me, and he also added one instruction. Ramakant, you stay on subject matter. Don't criticize anybody. Alochana, criticizing. No, in Bhagavatam class, no criticism, no criticize. And fix on subject. No, Maharaj showed.
During class, don't criticize, but wait till after Bhagavatam.
No. In a devotee, no criticism. No criticism. If somebody is a try to speak Bhagavatam, Prabhu, Bhagavat will never manifest the person's mind who is criticizing others. Pakka. Bhagavat will never manifest because it is Chinmaya Granth, it is spiritual. It has its own will. It can manifest, cannot manifest. It is not jada. So similarly, Maharaj told, instruct, and Ramakant, if you want to stay in Vrindavan, if you travel, then go little Chhatikara and from Chhatikara to come back. It means, if you are explaining some subject matter, you can go little outside, then come back. Not that Badrinath. I have remembered, you are staying in Vrindavan, you should not go to Badrinath. If you are explaining some subject matter, better to stay little Chhatikara. In this way. Thank you. Yes.
It's not wise to criticize, but if someone speaks something that is not correct, then we must correct them, otherwise they can deceive all the other devotees.
Yes, you know, Prabhuji's question is that, yes, we must not criticize, but someone is speaking something wrong and one must correct. Yes, it is complete, but to correct somebody, to rectify somebody, there is also some way. Suppose here speaker did some mistake and immediately somebody stand up and, no, you are saying wrong. So everything has some way, and Guru has the power. He has to rectify, he has to chastise. But if you are Guru Bhais, God brothers, then we have very humbly say, yes, Prabhu, I think this you spoke is a little wrong. If you speak in this way or this is the subject, that would be better. This is the Vaishnava way. I think this is the nice way.
Depends on the degree, how
people are. Hare, another question? Yes. Blasphemy. Achha, Maharaj is adding criticism shabda se, the word criticism is not good. Blasphemy. Blasphemy is more. Blasphemy is more. Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Say thank you for joining this morning sloka. Very sweet.
Sweet. Bhagavad is sweet. I am just testing the remnants of our Guru Maharaj.
You have taken us to different domain.
He
gave us was more enlightened.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
It is true that the strength, the power of Maya is very great. We can see how Maya is working.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I really want to know what is our practical application, or which application we should take from this monk's class?
Question kya hai?
Preaching application. What kind of preaching application you can take from this verse? Preaching application.
Oh, preaching.
Application of
practical. The Maya is so strong. And how can we apply in this preaching?
From what you have said, you've taken us different domain, which is very sweet. Take something from today's local according to your analysis. So my question is, what is our practical application if you take from today's class? That is all what you know, preaching application.
Yes. Already Prabhu, I have explained in this verse the first thing, that the Krishna's mystic power in every step. The Krishna's arrangement is perfect in this world. You can see everything is perfect, that the child is not crying, and the time is coming, the child is crying. So Krishna has a mystical power, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. So Krishna is almighty. Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum, sarvatha, sarvam kartum, samartho. Number one. Number two, Maya is acting under the guidance of Krishna, Maya Dakshana Prakriti. So if we want to surpass the Maya, we have to take shelter of Krishna. We have no second option. No second. You say, all the devotees, you know, we have no second option. Sometimes I used to speak, we are the jivas, and we have only two things. One side is Maya, another side is Krishna. Either you can choose Maya, either you can choose Krishna. No third option. No. We are in the middle. Everyone knows. You put your intelligence, you can find no third option. Either Maya, either Krishna. So from this point, from this sloka, always I try to take the siksha, the points from every verse, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every word, sambandha jnana is there. The very word of Srimad Bhagavatam is connected with Krishna's bhakti. Krishna se sambandha. So the first thing we understand, Krishna is a mystic power. He can do anything, every time, any place, as he is doing, as under his guidance Maya is doing. Number two, without Krishna's shelter, no one can surpass from the Maya. One must take shelter of Krishna. No other way. Nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya kathopanishad. There is no single other way. Number two. Number three, everybody accept Krishna's service is like Grihapala Kutta, dog-like action. You know, Ravan was a very bad king, and Hanuman, he was a continuous kidnapper. Not that Ravan kidnapped only Sita, no. Before kidnapping Sita, Ravan has 5,000 women. He was kidnapping, but he has also doorkeeper, Lankini. And Lankini is telling Hanuman, Chor, where are you coming? You see, she is serving a kidnapper, and she is blaming Hanuman, you are thief. So here, if you do not want to serve Krishna, our position is like God. इसको हिंदी में कहेंगे कुत्ते की स्थिति से भी बदतर है.
वेरी प्रिकरियस कंडीशन, कुत्ते की बदहाली है. सो एजुकेशन इज द पॉइंट्स आर पॉइंट्स. इफ वी हैव टाइम वी कैन गिव क्लास इन दिस वर्स 3-4 hours.
थैंक यू.
सो इन दिस प्रीचिंग ऑलवेज इन दिस वर्स ऑलवेज वी शुड ड्रॉ लीला पॉइंट. सिद्धांत इज देयर, लीला इज देयर. सो फुल ऑफ सिद्धांत, एवरीथिंग इज देयर. हरे कृष्णा. लेट अस वी शुड स्टॉप हियर. प्रसादम टाइम इज देयर. हरे कृष्णा. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यस्य पतितानां पावनेभ्यो ऑल दीज थिंग्स. ऑल द श्रेय विल गो टू पंचुड़ा प्रभु बिकॉज ही ऑलवेज prompted me to give English class. But I was ashamed because my English knowledge is not good. But try to understand my bhava. Hare Krishna. Thank you.